ஞானதிமிரந்த ஸ்யா ஜானஞ்சன சலகாய சக்ஷுரநமிதேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய மனோபிஸ்தம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதாமயம் ததாதி ஸ்வப்னம். வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரு ஸ்ரீயுதபத் கமலம் ஸ்ரீ குருன் வைஷ்ணவம் ஸ்ரீ ரூபம் சக்ர ஜாதம் சகனா ரகுநாதம் விதம் தம் சுஜீவம் சத்வைத்தம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜன சகிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீ ராதா கிருஷ்ண பதானு சகனா ஸ்ரீ லலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகாயுதம் ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்து தீனபந்து ஜெகத்பதே கோபேஷ் கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த் தப்த கஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே பிருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ரிஷபானுஸ்து தேவி பிரணாமாமி. வஞ்சகல்பத்ருபஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்து தேவச பதிதானாம் பாவனேபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நமோ நமஹ. ஜெய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாஸ்வதி கௌர பக்திவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. So we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 26, Wonderful Krishna, Text 22 and 23, right? Okay. 1 minute. So we will read Text 22 has purport and text 23 has no purport. So I guess we will read text 22 together.
Tasman
Nanda
Kumaro
Yam Narayana Samo
Gunai
Shriya கீர்த்தியானு பாவேன தத் கர்மசு ந விஸ்மயஹ தஸ்மானந்த குமாரோயம் நாராயண சமோகுணை ஸ்ரியா கீர்த்தியானு பாவேன தத்கர்ம சுனு விஸ்மய தஸ்மானந்த குமாரோயம் நாராயண சமோகுணை ஸ்ரியா கீர்த்தியானு பாவேன தத்கர்ம சுனு விஸ்மய தஸ்மானந்த குமாரோயம் நாராயண சமோகுணை ஸ்ரியா கீர்த்தியானுபாவேன தத்கர்ம சுனு விஸ்மய.
Thank you.
Matajis. Therefore, Nanda, O Nanda Maharaj, Kumaraha, child, I am this. Narayana Samaha is as good as Narayana. Gunai, by his qualities, Shriya, by his opulence, Kirtya, especially by his name and fame. Anubhavena, by his influence. Tat, his karmasu, concerning the activities. Na, there is no vismayaha, surprise. Translation and purport. Translation. Therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayan. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame and influence, he is exactly like Narayan. Thus you should not be astonished by his activities. Purport. Nanda here reports to the cowherd man the concluding remarks of Garga Muni, who spoke at the sacred birth ceremony of Lord Krishna. Text 23. Ityatvama samadishya gargai cha sva gruham gate manye narayana syasham krishna malkishtakarinam. Translation. Nanda Maharaj continued. After Gargarishi spoke these words to me and returned home, I began to consider that Krishna, who keeps us free from trouble, is actually an expansion of Lord Narayan. So, Garga, we are hearing for last couple of days about what Garga Muni had given message, was talking about at the Namkaran ceremony, means name giving ceremony, what Garga Muni had said to Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj here is repeating. So a Garga Muni is the family guru of Vasudeva. Vasudeva is a Kshatriya. Nanda Maharaj is Vaishya. One is born from the Vaishya, one is born from Kshatriya. And Garga Muni is the family guru of Vasudeva. It's around 90 days, after 90 days around that, Vasudeva is keep thinking, during all this time, him and Mother Devaka is thinking of their son, Krishna, whom they have transported from Mathura to Gokul. And they are keep thinking. And usually parents think of their children is natural. So they are keep thinking, and they are thinking that we have to do here the name-giving ceremony to these boys. So they are calling, he is calling to his, he is going to his guru, Garukacharya, and say, we have to do the name-giving ceremony of my boys. And now, and Vasudeva is saying everything to Garg Muni, how his boys, he has transported his boys, as if Garg Muni doesn't know. But Garg Muni is Adokshaja, his Trikalajya. He already knew what had happened. Vasudeva doesn't know that. So Vasudeva is telling him, Garg Muni, everything, how my son was born and how I had transported him to Gokula. So please now you go to Gokula and please do the name-giving ceremony. So Garg Muni is coming here at Nanda Maharaj's place. Now Nanda Maharaj is a cowherd man, but he is opulent. He has more than 900,000 cows. In the previous times, it was not how many factories you have, you had to be known, rich, but how much land and how many cows you have. So even to go to Nanda Maharaj also, it wasn't that easy. So God, he has to go through. And someone comes to go to big personality, you know, if you go, you have to go to the president here to see, you have to go through so many red tapes and then you can probably reach or not, who knows, right? So here everybody has to go to, but Nanda, Garg Muni came in the morning time to see Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was surprised to see, he was very happy. And we have gone through this in the chapter 8. Of this canto, that Nanda Maharaj is very happy, he is welcoming him. And Garg Muni is saying now that I'm sent, Nanda knows, he's this person, Garg Muni, he is a great personality, he's Trikalajna. And we know that Nanda Maharaj had a full faith in the previous time. They had a full faith in the Brahmanas. So Nanda Maharaj knows this Garg Muni is Trikalajna. He can do my son's name-giving ceremony. He knows what is happening. In the previous time, the Brahmanas were known to be, they knew what was happening. They were pure. And also they were also Ayurvedic. The new Ayurveda. If there was some difficult health problem, they can go to the Brahman who knew Ayurvedic and they can get the medicine. So here Nanda Maharaj is very happy, he's welcoming him, and he's talking about he wants to have the name giving ceremony. But now Garg Muni is very happy to come because he is going to have a darshan of his Lord. He knows that this Krishna and Balaram, they are not ordinary boys. They are the Supreme Personality of God. But he cannot reveal to Nanda Maharaj. Garg Muni has the Aishwarya Bhava towards the Krishna and Balaram. But Nanda Maharaj has Vatsalya. Garg Muni knows this. So when Garg Muni is saying that, look, yeah, I have come to name-giving ceremony, but you remember that I am the Kulu Guru of Vasudeva. If I do this name-giving ceremony in the public, it will be known then what will happen? Kamsa will get right away suspicious that this is Vasudeva has sent me here, and everybody know, and Kamsa will come and kill, will try to kill your sons. So we have to do this Neva-giving ceremony in such a way. I'm willing to do Neva-giving ceremony, but we have to. Nobody has to know this. So Nanda Maharaj said, okay, I have idea. We'll do this Neva-giving ceremony in the cowshed. And nobody knows, nobody is allowed to know. Nobody knows what's happening. So Garg Muni is giving, he's talking all this we heard in the chapter 8. And here Nanda Maharaj is repeating all this. Now, when Garg Muni is seeing the Lord, he wants to pay obeisances to both Krishna and Balaram, because there he is in Aishwarya Bhava. Aishwarya Bhava, you want to pay obeisances to Lord. But he cannot do that in front of Nanda Maharaj. Otherwise Nanda Maharaj will find out why are you paying obeisances to my boys. So he just doing pranam, and in the mind he is paying obeisances to both Lords. And now Nanda Maharaj, Garg Muni is a little bit also causing fear within the heart of Nanda Maharaj to make sure this ceremony is done secretly. But Nanda Maharaj wants to protect his both sons. He must so love. By this time, he has already killed Putana. He has already killed Saktasur. But Kamsa still doesn't know. Kamsa has sent these demons, but Kamsa still is not sure, and he doesn't know that this is the same eighth son of the Devaki who was going to come to kill me is here. He doesn't know that. It's all guessing game. By the guessing game, he has kept sending different demons. Because he is saying that there is a powerful boy here. So here, it's described about Garg Muni. This is the same sloka as in chapter 8, text 19. It says that your son is as good as Narayan. But he's not saying he's Narayan. Keep that in mind. He's not still saying he's Narayan. Garg Muni is not saying. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, fame, name, and influence, he's exactly like Narayan. You should all raise this child very carefully and cautiously. And Srila Prabhupada in that purport is writing, Narayan is Asamudva. Asamudva means nobody is equal to him or nobody is greater. So as far as the transcendental qualities here, Srila Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion, chapter 26, how these transcendental qualities of Krishna is stimulating the ecstatic love within the heart of his devotees. So I will just read this one few points Srila Rupa Goswami is mentioning in this 26th chapter. He says that something which can impetus or stimulate to ecstatic love for Krishna, of Krishna are his transcendental qualities, his uncommon activities, his smiling features, his apparel and garlands, his flute, his buffalo horn, his leg bells, his conch shell, his footprints, his place of pastimes, such as Vrindavan, his favorite plant, Tulsi, his devotees, and a periodical occasion for remembering him. As far as Krishna's transcendental qualities are concerned, they can be divided into three groups. Qualities pertaining to his transcendental body, qualities pertaining to his transcendental speech, and qualities pertaining to his transcendental mind. Krishna's age, his transcendental bodily features, his body and his mindless are qualities pertaining to his body. There is no difference between Krishna and his body are the same as Krishna himself. And therefore the transcendental features pertaining to his body are the same as Krishna himself. But because these qualities stimulate the devotee's ecstatic love, they have been analyzed as separate causes of that love. To be attracted by the qualities of Krishna means to be attracted by Krishna himself, because there is no distinction between Krishna and his qualities. Krishna's name is also Krishna. Krishna's fame is also Krishna. Krishna's entourage is also Krishna. Krishna and everything related with Krishna, which gives stimulation to love for Krishna, are all Krishna. But for our understanding, these items may be considered separate. So everything is Krishna. And this is what the ecstatic love is within the heart of this Vrajavasis for this little boy. Now, Nanda Maharaj has heard this instruction, this what Gaur Muni had said, before just around after 90 days. Then, of course, Krishna killed so many other demons. And we came to the point where now Krishna held Govardhan held for 7 days. And at that time, after the Krishna put away Govardhan held back, then all the cowherd boys, we discussed last time, all cowherd boys went home and they are keep thinking, Is this boy not ordinary boy. He is God. And that's why they were in dilemma and they went to Nanda Maharaj to reveal that, please you tell your son's Janma Kundli, horoscope, or the birth chart must have done, and there must be something more, because this boy seems to be is God. He's not ordinary person. Nanda Maharaj has full faith in what Garg Muni has said. But then in the chapter 8, Nanda Maharaj is not saying, after Garg Muni is giving this all instruction about this text 19, then Garg Muni just leaves. And then the Yog Maya potency is covering over to Nanda Maharaj again, and he is considering, oh, this little boy, he's not seeing his boy as Lord, as Narayan. He's seeing this boy as his son, and his business is going on as usual to love his boy so much. But now, in this next text, Nanda Maharaj continued, he is saying that I began to consider that Krishna who keeps us free from trouble is actually an expansion of Lord Narayana. He didn't say that before. Now he's saying that. Because of going through all these pastimes Krishna has performed, and of course all the coward man has come to him, bringing this dilemma to see, to clarify, please. And whatever he has said, whatever he has heard from Garg Muni, now is proving, and that's why here he is saying, that, oh, he's actually an expansion of Lord Narayan. This reminds Srila Prabhupada was given instruction by his first time Srila Prabhupada met to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, just the first time. What did the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur say to him? He didn't say the rest. He said, you can preach this message in English. Right? Now, did the Srila Prabhupada knew about the purport of that when the instruction was given to him? Did Srila Prabhupada knew how to do it? How am I going to do it? This was before 1922, right? 1922, he met his Guru Maharaj again at the bank of Radhakund. And at that time, his Guru Maharaj, again he told him that, when you get money, please print these books. Right? But still, Srila Prabhupada had no full purport about how this instruction which is given to me, I will fulfill. But Srila Prabhupada has faith in the instruction of his Guru Maharaj. And he had faith in the holy name. So with that faith in the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, he continued one way or another, right? He tried to preach in India, he started back to Godhead magazine in India. And remember, he did everything in English, even in India. Because that's what his Guru Maharaj had instruction to him. So he continued it. And then he even tried in Allahabad, Jhansi, to form a league of devotees. He formed it. He also said, ask families that please just give me one of your son, I'll make them a Brahman. He wanted to send his Indian boys to West to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya as per the instruction of his Guru Maharaj. He kept trying because he had that full faith in the instruction. Here Nanda Maharaj had a full faith in whatever Garg Muni had told him. Garg Muni had not said that he is Narayan, your son is Narayan. And Garg Muni, after giving the instruction, he wanted to just leave from here right away. He didn't want to stay. After giving doing the name-giving ceremony, he didn't want to stay there. Because if he stayed, then what happens? His Aishwarya Bhav will manifest in front of Nanda Maharaj. And that will disturb the Vatsalya Bhava, which Nanda Maharaj had for his sons. So Garg Muni, after giving name-giving ceremony, he just left right away. And he's happy, internally he is happy, because he had a darshan of his lords. This is service. He is happy that I did this service to my Lord. So Srila Prabhupada, coming back to Srila Prabhupada. So when he came to this country, after that, even after coming to this country, in coming in New York, and he would go back. He was not, he was seeing that I'm not getting here, I'm not becoming successful. Still he had back in back of his mind, he still had that no, my Guru Maharaj's instruction will come true. But sometimes he would go to find out when is the next boat is going back to India. And he also wrote to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, this Achyutananda Prabhu, he repeats, that I am not here successful and I am thinking to return. Sridhar Maharaj said, what was it? This was a nice. Sridhar Maharaj said, no. You have the Guru Maharaj's instruction, continue it, and you don't come, you can die there, but don't return. And this was a really encouragement to Srila Prabhupada, to stay and continue it. Everybody needs encouragement, believe me. So that was the encouragement he had, and of course he had a fruitful faith in his Guru Maharaj. And that's why whenever he would meet all his devotees, what he would say? Srila Prabhupada, what Srila Prabhupada would say? You all are sent by my Guru Maharaj. So here, now Nanda Maharaj, after going through all, Krishna is killing all the demons, he is going through there, and all the coward men are come. Now he is saying here in the text 23, that actually is an expansion of Lord Narayan. Now, of course, as we will read, Krishna will take them. Krishna knows within the heart of what his father is thinking, what coward men are thinking, he knows what's happening. So, in the future we will see, I think the future chapters will be coming, and he will take them. He will take all these coward men to have the darshan of the Vaikuntha at a cruel guard. And they all will go, but these are, imagine, taking these cowherd boys who are simple, who just have carried the sticks in their hands and herd the cows. And for them, Krishna is not Lord. Krishna is their son, cowherd boy. Imagine that Krishna takes them to Vaikuntha, where everybody is worshipping Krishna as in all reverence. And all this, he's taking all the cowherd boys. Now when you go in the Vaikuntha, there are pahredar. And of course, you know, Krishna is there on the top of the big, on the big, on the top. Vyasasana sitting. And here, these cowherd boys, they are going with their sticks, with their dhoti and kurta, and they don't even pay the obeisances to the Lord. And all the pahredar are saying, well, you chamar, where you all are coming from? Huh? Don't you know the etiquette? You have to pay obeisances. You are in Vaikuntha. And they are seeing this Lord on the top, and he said, what is this Kanhaiya is doing there on the top here? He's supposed to be here with us. So Krishna knows, Krishna is sitting there on top, he is seeing and he knows what this coward boy is saying, that he's bringing them back to Vrindavan. And coward boy says, we are happy with whatever we have here in Vrindavan. We don't want to go to Vaikuntha anymore. That's too much for us. We'll read that, I think, in the future. So, any questions? Any comments?
I read a little of something, but not quite like that. It stated that he took them into the Yamuna and showed them Vaikuntha. But where you're reading seems you got it somewhere else, right? But
he's taking them to Akrur Ghat, and from Akrur Ghat he is showing the whole Vaikuntha plan.
So, okay. My question is, sometimes Nanda Maharaj would think that he is Narayan, or, you know, expansion of Narayan. But then he would also seems to quickly forget about that.
Yes.
They would, not him alone, but everyone, you know.
Yes.
Krishna would do like some miraculous deed, and then for a moment they would think that he is the Supreme, and then they completely forget about it.
Yes.
The whole thing, really.
Hmm.
And I think in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it stated.
What's your question?
A comment. Like
yes.
A comment. Maybe a question might form.
Yes.
And so it stated that because the Lord wants to enjoy this rasa with him, mm-hmm. this mood,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't want him to know he's the Supreme.
Hmm.
See? He doesn't. So even though they may for some time think that he's the Supreme, then immediately that thought comes off the mind and they enjoy the relationship with him.
So what's your question?
Well, now I have to formulate a question. Let's see. Anybody has any question in the meantime?
The point is that they have the Vatsalya Bhava, Madhurya, Vatsalya, and also the friendship, Sakya Bhava, they have. It's just like I was reading, just this example, when Krishna is born prison. Kamsa's prison, right? And Vasudev is taking him, and all the gates are opening itself, and all the Mathura Vasis is put them to sleep. Not just the guards, but all Mathura Vasis are put them to sleep. Everybody is put to sleep. And at the same time, when Vasudev is coming, crossing Jamuna, when he comes to Gokul, at that time, there also everybody is put to sleep. Because this secret, no, they don't want to reveal to anybody, right? So there is mentioned that in the Mathura, all the people, they are put to sleep by Mahamaya. And in Gokul, they are all put to sleep by my Yogamaya. So, this cowherd man, all the Brijvasis, they have the relationship with Krishna. As I said, is a Vatsalya, is parental, as a Sakha, as Madhurya. So, they are so absorbed in that. That whatever Krishna does, he does it, but hey, he's like us. Yeah, he's a cowherd boy, even when they play with him and he loses, then hey, they would tell him, Krishna, next day you can come and play with us. You are son of Nanda, so what? Your father might have 900,000 cows, so what? You are like us. But at the same time, they loved him so much. And whenever any difficulty came, whom they went, whom would they call out first? Krishna. Yes, I think this young girl had a question.
If we're hearing that Krishna is so complete and has all these amazing qualities, then how do we develop that mood that he needs us? And I think, like, for Nanda Maharaj, he became blinded that Krishna is actually his son, and that develop in that relationship for a child needing their parents, and that that relationship of need is there. And so that's why a parent feels like they have that duty to fulfill for their child. So how is it that we see Krishna as full of these amazing qualities and perfect and complete? How do we see him that he needs us, or that we have something to give to him?
I hope I understood your question. We are introduced Krishna by Srila Prabhupada, right? And by our parents, you can say. And by performing the devotional service, by following the instruction which is given by Srila Prabhupada, if we keep continue that, Srila Prabhupada, just like Srila Prabhupada had a full faith in the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, and he fulfilled that. Similarly, if we have that full faith in the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, and if we keep continue doing that, then we will come to the point where we will be developing that relationship with Krishna. But to come to that, because everybody has natural relationship, all living entities, doesn't matter someone is in ISKCON or someone is not in ISKCON, doesn't matter. Everybody has a loving relationship with Lord. Everybody has that natural relationship with Lord, Krishna. Some knows it, some doesn't know it. But we are so fortunate that we know through Srila Prabhupada. So if we follow him, follow his instruction, then love within our heart for Krishna will develop, will manifest, will be bloom. And we will come to that. We will realize our natural relationship with Krishna as the time goes. Just like Nanda Maharaj has. Of course, we know, you know, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they have gone through, they have also performed so much tapasya, austerities. Is that answer your question? Did I make it clear? Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Prabhuji. Something that I try to like understand and realize is that obviously Krishna played with the cowherd boys in that mood because the cowherd boys were already the devotees of Krishna. Mm-hmm. Remember one time Ritashwara Swami Maharaj told me that, you know, he was in a lake with the Gurukul boys and they were going to serve prasadam, and then like two or three second generations cut the prasadam line, you know, like they always do. They just went in front of him. So Maharaj told them, hey, we're making a line here, you gotta go back in the line. And one of them replied to Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada says that we are demigods, so we don't have to make a line. And then Ritashwara Swami Maharaj replied to him, you haven't even joined the Bhakta program yet. So in this relationship that we have with Krishna, which is very beautiful, but we think that we love Krishna, but actually, you know, we love a lot of other things also that we, that, So, you know, Guru Govinda Swami Maharaj told me one time that, you know, the only way that we can love Krishna is through our spiritual master. That's what he says. You know? So Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in order for us to understand all these rasas and all these melodies and all these things, first we have to become sadhakas, perfect sadhaka, which means we have to follow sadhana. And, you know, that's the secret that Srila Prabhupada gave us. You know, many, like myself, for example, I feel myself like I'm still in diapers, even though, you know, I've been trying to maintain myself close to ISKCON for the last 35 years. But it seems to me that this relationship with Krishna is very casual, especially in the second generations, you know, that, you know, they have this friendship relationship with Krishna, but they haven't even joined yet, you know, the process from which they can have pure devotional service.
What is your question?
I'm not giving a question. Okay. I'm expressing myself.
Oh, I see.
I'm giving a comment. So,
oh, I see.
So the idea is that in order for us to know what Krishna wants, like you say, first we have to serve Srila Prabhupada under the direction of the spiritual masters. In that way we can get to understand and become sadhakas. That's what I wanted to say. Become sadhakas, because a lot of people talk about Krishna, but you know, we're not even in the sadhaka level. So I just wanted to say that.
Of course, here we are discussing this, all these rasas, because we are on this 10th canto and we have to make it, because to understand there to these bhavas of this different personalities, Nanda Maharaj, Cowherd Boys, all this, Garg Muni, we have to discuss this, because that also helps us within our heart to realize this pastime. Otherwise, if we just read these pastimes and if we don't understand the mood, what Krishna is thinking, what the demon is, if we have also the previous Acharya's commentaries, then it helps us to relish these pastimes. Otherwise we can just read these pastimes, we won't even understand. We won't understand. That's why commentaries are so relishing when these previous Acharyas, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, then Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and they are commenting, because they are seeing this. When Sukadeva Goswami is narrating this, do you think he's saying all this passion, and that's why we can see that sometimes he jumped from one pastime to another pastime right away, because he's so, from his heart, he's so much love is coming for Krishna that he cannot control it. So he goes to next pastime right away, without even... I hope I'm making clear. Yes.
Question now. So when the Lord comes, it's foretold in the scriptures. But we find like Brahma, Indra, they're all puzzled. They don't know that he's the Lord. How is it? And I mean, they're the demigods. They're supposed to know more than even the human beings, but yet they don't know that he's the Lord. Why is this?
Well, I will have to get the help of Prana Govinda Prabhu in this matter, but only thing I can say is that don't think this Brahma Vibhavan Leela is Leela, ordinary Leela. Don't think that Brahma was in Maya. We might be thinking, oh, Brahma Vibhavan Leela happened and Brahma was in Maya. No. Same as Indra. You don't think that. They are higher personalities. They have the, of course, I will give to Prana Govinda Prabhu to explain that instead of my saying.
You have given very nice class. Everything begins from Lord Krishna's own desire. He had a four desire in Brahma Bhuvana. One desire, he wanted to marry all these girls. Gargacharya explained. So in that year, all the girls in Vrindavan married to Krishna. But not in a form of Yashoda's son, but in a form of a coward boy, because he took the form of all the coward boys. The second was also that he wanted to release the Vatsala Rasa of all these Gopi mothers. So that's second. Third one was that he wanted to release the inner nourishment of through the milk. So he became the calf of all these mother calves. Also he wanted to eat the Brajadhuli, dust of Vrindavan, where his mother punished him. But as a calf, while he eat the grass, he can eat the dust. And nobody was going to punish. So all this reason, then when Lord Krishna desired, Jogamaya arranged Brahmaji to come. Where is the proof? In 2nd canto, 7th chapter, Brahmaji himself told to Narada, in future I'm coming. That time Krishna did not take birth. Said, in future I'm coming and I'll be put into the illusion and I will participate in that leela. But when he was put into the illusion by Jogamaya, he did not remember that actually he is putting into the illusion. So that's very mysterious. So in this Vrindavan Leela, just to make a one solid point, it's very important that she has a very intelligent question she asked, nicely answered. But Prabhupada, in his many lectures, he quote this verse, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Saddha Gavanai Savana Vishuddha Chitte Karayodaya. That even though Krishna has everything, that is true, all the sweetness, beauty, everything is there, so as Brajavasi has everything, what is the need? That question will rise. He doesn't need me. That question will rise. But if you analytically study that verse, Rupa Goswami Pad originally quoted this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also in Nectar Devotion. Kriti Saddha Bhavet Saddha Bhavasa Sadhana Vida Nitya Siddhesya Bhavasya Prakatam Ridhi Saddhata. That particular rasa Bhadra Prabhu has, Pran Govinda has, all these Matajis has, all the devotee has, all the soul has, that no other soul has. A particular, and in 10th canto, 14th chapter, 8, 7, in the purport beginning you will see that is also written. If you have that book, you can see that a particular sentiment each of us has that no other soul has. And anything I do in my life, actually I'm searching for that fulfillment of that particular sentiment. So it is my own interest that I should be becoming devotee and come to Krishna. And Krishna also has an interest for me because he never tasted that, what I have. So both has an interest. So Krishna, beside all he thinks he has an interest for each individual soul to come back to him because so he can taste it. Also those souls has their internal inner fulfillment motivation should bring them to that point that, oh, ultimately I cannot be happy anywhere until I come to that point. So both require. Krishna has interest, also I have interest.
Thank you. Thank you. Very clear. Is that it?
I just said two or three words. Kama Devaya. Klim Kama Devaya Vidmahi.
Thank you for the class. It was very nice. I was just thinking the answer you gave, it was correlates to something I heard from Srila Prabhupada. He says, don't try to make spiritual advancement. Just try to serve your spiritual master. So I find myself so many desires. How to increase this desire to serve Srila Prabhupada?
Through the instruction. Just have a faith in the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Just go on serving. Desires will be coming, or desire is never gonna stop. All the desires gonna come. Don't think that I'm in a movement for 40 years so I have no more desires. Don't think that way. Or I did all my life in Krishna consciousness and I have no. is molding the desire towards serving the Lord. I have faith in the instruction of Srila Prabhupada and go on. And gradually as we will do it, as I said, if we do sadhana bhakti, we are sadhakas, we continue doing it, then gradually we are training our mind at present. We are in hospital. Someone has a cancer, someone has fever, someone has diarrhea. Isn't it? I mean, this whole disease are there. But we have at least, we are so fortunate that we know we are diseased, we are patient, and we know that we have a good doctor here who has given the medicine. If we just follow it, then gradually this desire should be molded toward desire to serve the Lord through His instructions. So, unfortunately, we are so impatient. We think, oh, I'm in movement for 40 years. I have my rasa. This is my rasa. Wait a minute, Prabhu. Just continue what you're doing. And if you have that rasa, you don't have to reveal to everybody. Did Srila Prabhupada reveal many times? Yeah, it would come up, but he would ride away, you know, check himself, and he would be, say, chant Hare Krishna. Yeah? He did that. So we just go on. And we have to dust. Srila Prabhupada has said that if you follow this, if Krishna has closed his front door, I have his back door key. I have key for his back door. He has said that. And what else we want? What else you want for that? Huh? So just go on. This material world is... What is that prayer? My Lord, I am most fearful of this ocean of material existence. Standing as I am in the mouth of death. So we will go through, everybody individually is going through so many difficulties in the material world, everybody. Everything looks green from the far distance, but it's not like that. Everybody has their anarthas, they have to work on it. And all individual has their own anartha. We all know within our heart what my anartha is. And everybody has different anarthas. And we all have to work on it, individually. I have to work on mine. Is that answer of question? Hare Krishna.